MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Hey there, Shy Kids. Corey here. If you're a fan of this show, you know that I'm in a band called Brought Down Running and that we've been working on an album for the past year. You probably also heard that a couple months ago, that album was stolen from us. In the blink of an eye, almost a year's worth of work and time vanished, and we're forced to start from scratch. Now, with your help, we can get back to where we were. Visit GoFundMe.com/BDR album to donate to help us make the record that should have been. Watch the video, share it on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to donate. That's GoFundMe.com/BDR album. Any amount will help us fulfill our dream. And you'll also be a part of a campaign that proves that rock and roll isn't dead.
Shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
My name is Corey.
This is Doc.
Hey, Doc.
Hey. So, we're both pretty sick this week.
Oh, I'm going to puke.
So, we're not going to do a show.
No, I can't. I can't do this.
But we got guest hosts.
You found somebody?
We found two people.
Okay. Are they in the running for new Shy Kids?
Possibly. So they're gonna both fill in for us.
I'm sorry. I just like drank an entire bottle of Dimetap.
Yeah, we both got mono.
Oh, we should stop making out after shows.
It wasn't from each other.
Oh, well, we should probably stop that anyway.
We were kissing the same person, yeah. Though. But yeah, so they're gonna fill in for us. Just give them a shot. Stick with them. They should. They're professionals. They know what they're doing.
Well, you got professionals.
Yeah, I got professionals.
Oh man.
So
they're gonna like them better than us.
Probably.
Definitely. Right now, the way we sound.
So here they are.
Shy Kids, go.
Butch and Burst in the morning.
We're two guys who think that the liberals should stay out of our business.
We're two guys who think feminists should just let us look at their tits.
We're two guys who will bang any woman as long as we can put a bag over her head.
We're two guys who are glad BET exists so we know which channels not to watch. Hey, coming at ya, I'm Butch.
And I'm Burst.
And we are Butch and Burst.
Butch and Burst in the morning. In the morning.
Coming at you, 84.9
KUNT.
We're filling in this week for a small-time podcast. They asked us. They paid. The check cleared, so we're good to go.
Well, it was part of our GoFundMe account. They paid $500, and we'll come host your podcast for you.
Those wicked saps have no idea what the fuck they got themselves into.
Yeah, they also got a free Butch and Burst Pull Your Tits Out t-shirt.
Yeah.
Buddha bottle. Buddha bottle.
That's a shirt you could boff your bank into. Did you ever hear this show, the Shy Kids podcast?
I've never listened to it myself, but there are, you know, a couple of young kids just getting out there trying to start their own fucking thing. I don't get it.
I think it's a little odd that they are the Shy Kids and they do a show where they broadcast on the internet.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Butch. Not a whole lot of sense, indeed.
I can't wrap my head around it, but we're here and we're going to revolutionize their show. I bet their listeners are going to want more of us.
More of us.
More of us.
We're here. We're not queer. No way, no how.
By the way, what is a podcast?
It's like a internet radio show or something like that. I don't know.
Internet radio show?
Yeah.
We're a real radio show.
Real radio show, 92.7 KUNT.
We want to hear from you. You can call us in 1-800-5800-BURST.
1-800-5800-BURST. Say, Butch.
Yeah, Burst.
You hear the Walking Dead season 5 premiere.
Walking Dead. That's that zombie show, right?
Yeah, a bunch of zombies running around eating brains.
I don't like zombies because I like to eat pussy, not brains.
Pussy, not brains.
Yep.
Whoa. You know what I love more than pussy?
Mm.
Asshole.
Oh. Bonerlicious. Boner time.
So The Walking Dead season 5 premiered last weekend, and they shattered cable records with 17.3 million people watching.
Headshot. To the cable ratings.
Boo, the bottom.
You can really say that they took a bite out of those ratings, huh?
That's what I say. Do you watch that show, Butch?
I am an avid fan.
You're an avid fan?
I'm an avid fan. I watch religiously.
Oh.
Religiously.
Who's your favorite character on The Walking Dead?
That would be Steven.
Steven?
Steven.
I'm not familiar with Steven.
He's a walker.
He's a walker?
He's a walker. They were held up in a juvenile detention facility, one of those seasons, and Steven would walk around, and he was all like, my favorite character.
You know, I just can't get into the show. They're in season 5 now, and there's several women still alive.
Yeah, you'd think that the zombies would be able to smell their menstruation, if you know what I mean.
Smell those menstruation, zero right in on them.
You
plus,
leave
they're
a
slower.
Trail. You leave a trail, ladies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you're easy feeding.
Apparently, in the premiere, one of the women, like, saved everybody from this prison camp. You saw it.
I mean, that would never happen.
Yeah.
Almost stopped watching the show.
Yeah. You got to have a man do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what the show needs?
More men.
More men doing manly things.
Yeah.
It needs more guns and more men.
More guns, more men, less liberals.
You know what it could also use? Less zombies.
Less zombies.
Less zombies. Those zombies just sort of get in the way of all the men doing manly things.
Men doing manly things. That's the kind of show I like. You know what would make Mad Men better? Get rid of all the women.
Yeah.
It's not called Mad
Women. It's called Mad Men.
Mad Men. Mad Men doing what Mad Men do.
There are plenty of opportunities watching The Walking Dead, though, I have to admit, where I don't want to watch anymore.
Really?
A few seasons back, there was a knife fight in the woods, and a man killed another man, and I thought, that shouldn't happen.
Men should not kill other men.
I don't care that he was going to turn into a zombie. You shouldn't kill him. You should go take out that rage.
Bros before hoes.
On a broad. Because they're useless anyway, right? Am I right?
Ah!
All right. Let's get your feedback. Call us 1-800-500-BURST.
1-800-500-BURST. Who's that on the phone? We got a caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Hi. My name is Barry.
Hi, Barry.
And, I disagree with you about women on The Walking Dead. I think the characters are quite well done.
Listen, Barry.
Jerry, listen, Jerry. Get the fuck off the phone.
Get off our phone. You don't belong here. This is a man's show.
You sound like one of them liberal, feminist, leftist-leaning, liberal social media warriors.
Get off our phone. We're men rights activists.
Do not call into this unless you are a man talking about manly things.
Man talking about manly things. I'm talking about pussy. I'm talking about tits. I'm talking about dicks.
We're talking about zombies.
Zombies.
We're talking about guns.
Guns.
Talking about The Walking Dead.
Gun control, bad.
Don't take our guns.
Don't take our guns.
Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Ugh. Let's not even get into that, Bruce.
I didn't vote for him.
I sure as hell didn't.
Ugh.
I don't vote, though. It's a sham.
Goodbye, Barry, you stupid twat.
Terry, get the fuck out.
Oh, we got another call. Caller, you're on the air. You're on the Butch and Bush of the Bird.
Hi, my name is Eugene.
Eugene.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, I'll ring the bell, everybody.
Oh, we got a long-time first-time. Thanks for calling in, Eugene. Thank you for your long-time listening. Why is it taking you so long to call for the first time?
I get nervous. Really, really.
What,
nervous.
Are you a shy kid?
No, I just... you're on the air, and that makes my anxiety flare up. But I wanted to say that I agree with you about the women on The Walking Dead. I really feel that they're useless on the show, and it's cable. Why can't we see their boobs?
Eugene, you're speaking my language. I thought I was going to hang up on you.
I want to make you mayor, Eugene.
Mayor Eugene.
You are caller of the day, Eugene.
Eugene the Jeep, like on Popeye.
I wanted to know.
All right, we got to let you go,
yeah,
Eugene.
Yeah,
all
Eugene, right. That's enough.
Eugene's having a panic
We're
attack.
We're for stuttering.
We got to let you go. Cut you off.
Get
There's
off
plenty
the
more
phone.
Callers that are going to agree with us. But Mayor Eugene, you keep it cool.
Eugene's dead to us now.
He's not getting reelected.
No.
Oh, sorry, but we're going to have to impeach you, Eugene.
Eugene, more like Pugene. Hey, Butch, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the 7 o'clock joke.
Woo!
7 o'clock joke.
7 o'clock joke.
Brought to you by Merman's Packing Peanuts.
Merman's Packing Peanuts. You need to pack your bags. You put in the Merman's Packing Peanuts. Does not contain peanuts.
If you've got a nut allergy, don't worry.
Merman's Packing Peanuts are 100% peanut free.
If you've got a box and you need to fill it with nuts, fill them with Merman's nuts.
Merman's nuts.
So what's the joke of the day there, Burst?
What's the difference between a toddler and a bag of cocaine?
I don't know, Burst.
Eric Clapton would never let a bag of cocaine fall out a window.
Oh! You're damn right he wouldn't.
No, he would not.
Oh, I wouldn't let a bag of cocaine fall out of a window
joke.
Either.
I don't quite get it. I don't understand the joke. What was Eric Clapton have to do with it?
I'm pretty sure that in the late 80s, he threw his baby out a window.
Oh.
Pretty sure he murdered his baby.
Oh, wow. Is that what Layla's about?
Probably.
Layla, you're falling on the ground. Layla. We'll be right back. Brand new hit video game coming out. Terrorfoid. You play as a space ranger on a mining mission to Mars that goes south when aliens attack Terrorfoid.
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 Terrorfoid. Available exclusively on the Atari Jaguar and MacBook Pro. Premium gaming systems.
Hello, this is John Lovett. You're listening to Butch and Burst. Eat fresh!
Welcome back to Butch and Burst 101.3 KUNT.
KUNT, Butch and Burst, 1-800-500-BURST.
That's the number. Right now, we're going to fuck with some pizza delivery men.
Fucking with the pizza man.
That's right. If you're a first-time listener, which probably most of you are, considering we're filling in for those lame asses, the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids. Ugh. We are going to revolutionize their listenership. I'm just saying right now.
Revolutionize it.
The revolution will not be televised. It will be podcasted.
Podcasted.
So if you're not familiar with this bit, this is where we call up a local pizza place. Not one of those chain ones, but like a mom-and-pop pizza place that
mom
delivers.
Mom-and-pop.
We order a pizza and then fuck with the delivery guy.
Fuck with the delivery guy.
It's a prank phone call.
Prank phone call.
It's a prank phone call.
Prank phone call.
Prank phone calls.
Prank phone call.
All right. It's
all right. Here we go. Here we go.
Fucking with a pizza delivery man.
Fucking with the pizza man.
It's a banner day at Spicy Pete's Pizza. This is Tim. How can I help you?
Hi, Tim. This is just the man I was looking for. This is Detective Mahoney with the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but your sister, unfortunately, your sister Abigail.
Yeah.
You have a sister named Abigail?
Yeah.
That's correct. Okay.
I do. What's going on?
Your sister Abigail, unfortunately, this evening was involved in a car accident.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'm very sorry to have to break this news to you, but. She was involved in a fairly massive car accident here in town, and unfortunately she's deceased.
Are you sure you have the right Tim? Because Abigail's 12. She doesn't drive.
Tim Collins.
That is me.
Your sister Abigail Collins.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, your sister, she wasn't in a vehicle. She was riding her bike when she was struck by a Humvee.
Oh, my God.
I understand, Tim. This is very hard for you to hear, but bear with me here. She was struck by this Humvee in an intersection. Apparently, the guy was drunk. We caught him. Don't worry. And her body was catapulted into the back of an open delivery truck.
What?
Into the back of an open delivery truck. And unfortunately, that delivery truck was carrying a cargo of used razor blades and syringes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's quite a gruesome scene, actually, down there. When we showed up on scene, she had lost an eye. She had fairly severe trauma to most of her body.
Oh,
we,
my God.
We found her left foot, actually, 30 feet away. With her right shoe, oddly enough. I mean, these things fly around all over the place during these accidents. It was actually in the drive-through lane of the Hardee's there, over there on 4th. You know which Hardee's I'm talking about, Tim? On 4th.
The one on 4th?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, very gruesome scene, and yeah, I'm sorry to have to deliver this news to you over the telephone, but, you know, we're pulling a double shift. It's a mess out here. I mean, blood... sinew, things everywhere, Tim. I'm sorry. It's pretty gruesome.
I'll drop everything. I'll be right down there.
Hold on, Tim. Before you go, you know, a lot of the guys down here are pulling a double shift, and we're getting pretty peckish. We were wondering if you could you know, get us a large cheese. They could really use a large cheese pizza down here.
You want me to bring a pizza?
We'll pay you for it, Tim. I mean, it's terrible enough. We'll leave you a good tip. I mean, your sister did die. You know, being what it is, you know, we'll pay extra for the pizza. You know what? You might as well get two extra large cheese pizzas. These guys, they really need some sustenance right now. They've been scooping up your sister off the road. It's fairly terrible scene out here. But oddly enough, when you're in this field, Tim, and you see the kinds of shit we see, Tim. You get really hungry. I don't know. It's a weird sort of job side effect. I don't know. Could you throw in one of those lava cakes as well? Those are delicious.
What? You want me to bring food to my sister's death?
To a crime scene, Tim. Let's be respectful.
This is unbelievable. I want your supervisor's name right now.
I'm Detective Mahoney. I am the supervisor on scene.
Mahoney?
Detective Mahoney.
Tim?
What?
Tim, are you still with us, Tim?
I'm still here. I'm waiting to find out what the fuck is going on.
Are you still with us, Tim?
I'm still here.
Tim, pizza worker, Tim,
Shallow Jim.
Tim, do you have a friend named Tina?
Yes.
Oh, you have a friend named Tina. Tina has set you up. This is Butch and Burst.
Butch and Burst!
96.7 KUNT in the morning.
KUNT.
Butch and Burst. We called you because we're fucking with a pizza delivery guy.
Fucking with the pizza man.
Fucking with the pizza man. Tim, we are just fucking with you.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
We'll take those cheese pizzas, though.
I am going to kill Tina.
Oh, Tina, she's such a cunt. What a whore. Oh, she set you up, though, but she got you good, didn't she, Tim?
She got me so good. I can't wait to call her.
Oh, you do that right away, Tim. And guess what? We're going to send you a Butch and Burst t-shirt.
Oh, I love a Butch and Burst t-shirt.
We're going to send you a bumper sticker and, for being such a good sport, a Butch and Burst t-shirt. It's bonerific.
Bonerific, Boffin the Bacon.
A Butch and Burst Boffin the Bacon t-shirt.
Boff of the bacon.
Boff in the bacon. Tim, do you boff your bacon?
No comment.
Have you ever boffed your bacon in the fridge? The large walk-in fridge there?
Maybe.
Yeah, I know you have, Tim. I could hear it in your voice.
You guys sound cute.
All right, we're going to go ahead and let Tim go.
All right, we're going to go, Tim.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and let Tim go.
Tim, get off our phone.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. We don't put up with that.
We're not going to send him a t-shirt now.
No, we're not
sending him a t-shirt in.
No. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
All right, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Tired of your computer dumping out on you? Are you tired of losing files that you clearly saved? Are you tired of your computer doing computery things? Well, we've got the solution for you. That's right. It's time to back up your computer. And this service, Backsup Faxup, is the greatest way to do it. Backsup Faxup allows you to back up your entire computer hard drive to your fax machine. That's right, because fax machines are completely reliable. They are the most reliable piece of equipment any office or home office will ever own. You can back up files, music, documents, recipes, those dirty movies you made with your lady. Backup Faxup will back up anything on your hard drive. 100% secure, comes with a lifetime guarantee that all of your files will be backed up, guaranteed. That's backs up, facts up.
Backs up, facts up.
Get it today.
Get it tomorrow.
Because you don't want to lose everything tomorrow. Patrick Warburton here, or to you, The Tick, letting you know that you're listening to Butch and Burst on 95.5 KUNT. High five.
And we're back!
And we're back, Butch and Burst
Butch
coming at you.
Burst in the morning.
Butch and Burst in the morning.
KUNT.
Suck my dick.
Yeah. Let's give away a t-shirt.
T-shirt?
Let's give away a Boff Your Bacon t-shirt.
Bonerific Boff Your Bacon.
A bonerific Boff Your Bacon t-shirt.
Yeah.
Let's give one away.
Call it right now. 1-800-5800-BURP.
1-800-5800-BURP. Caller 5 right now.
Hello?
Nope, you're caller 1.
Okay. Hello?
Caller 2, sorry. Looking for caller 5.
Hello?
Nope, caller 3, sorry.
Hello?
Caller 4. Ooh, you were so close!
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're caller number 5.
Really?
What's your name?
My name is Quigger.
Let's go to caller number 6. Caller number 6, you just won a t-shirt. What's your name?
My name's Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany, you sound hot, Tiffany. You sound bonerific.
Sound so bonerific.
Oh, Tiffany, how much do you weigh?
75 pounds.
Ooh, you got a little junk in the trunk,
junk
huh?
in the trunk.
A little junk in that trunk, huh, Tiffany?
Got to lose that weight.
Oh, a little baby weight. That's all right. I like my women a little hefty. I like my women like I like my Twinkies. I like them small, pale, and full of cream. Yeah,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Full of cream. Are you bonerific, Tiffany? Are you bonerific?
I'm so bonerific.
Yeah. You just want a bonerific Boff Your Bacon t-shirt.
Boff Your Bacon t-shirt.
Boff Your Bacon t-shirt.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
They only come in extra large, Tiffany. Is that going to fit you?
No.
That's all right. It'll make you look real sexy when you're walking in my apartment just wearing that Boff Your Bacon t-shirt.
Whoa. Hey-o.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and leave your number. Leave your number with the receptionist.
Howard Stern's penis, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
You cunt.
Get out of here.
Get up. All right, we're going to have to take another caller. Goddamn, I was really getting a hard on for Tiffany.
We don't have time for another caller.
All right, nobody gets a t-shirt this round. We'll be right back.
Fellas.
Yeah?
Are you feeling horny?
Boy, am I.
Do you have trouble masturbating discreetly?
Aw, gee golly, sometimes.
Are you a single father?
Why, yes, I am.
Do you worry about people seeing your sex toys laying around?
All the time.
You know what you need.
What?
The Boffle.
The Boffle? What's that?
The Boffle is a new masturbation sleeve.
How do I use that?
It's disguised as a baby bottle.
That's perfect!
People will never suspect that you're boffing your bacon when you have the Boffle.
The Boffle is perfect for discretion.
Get the Boffle.
Make sure to keep away from children.
Hi, this is Dan Castellaneta, voice of Homer J. Simpson. And you're listening to 95.5 KUNT, Butch and Burst.
Welcome back to the Butch and Burst Show. 96.7 KUNT, Butch and Burst.
Butch and Burst.
Butch and Burst.
Butch and Burst.
We are the number one radio talk morning show in the country.
In the world.
In the world. In the universe.
In Ecuador.
Burst, you think they know us in Brazil? You're damn right they know us in Brazil.
Don't even let me finish.
We are the number one show in Antarctica, too.
Antarctica 2. They made an Antarctica 2.
They made an Antarctica 2, and we're number one there.
Is Keanu Reeves in that one?
He doesn't do sequels.
No.
Yeah.
Now it's time for weird news.
Weird news, but first, put a pin in that. We got to pause for station identification. MoreLikeRadio.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Now it's time for weird news.
Weird news.
Weird news.
What's on the docket today, Burst?
Well, doctors in California are treating a man who is addicted to Google Glass.
Addicted to Google Glass.
Google Glass.
Oh, more like addicted to Google Ass. Wow. If you're going to be addicted to anything. Oh, bonerific.
I'll buff my bacon to that, Scruggy.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? Do you get porn on the Google Glass?
If I did, I'd stay in bed all day.
I'd never get out. Never take off my glasses. Google Glass, Google Ass.
Yeah. I'm gonna have trouble scraping the cum off my Google Glass.
Yeah, you make a competition out of it when you're buffing your bacon. Try to hit the Google Glass on the backside.
Try to hit the Google Glass and catch the cum drops in my mouth like a guppy. Weird news. The 31-year-old man would spend up to 18 hours a day using Google Glass, and he is now going through withdrawal symptoms that his doctors are describing as much worse than alcohol addiction.
No one's addicted to alcohol. Let's be clear about that. People who call themselves alcoholics are just quitters.
Speaking of alcohol, it's the time for the 8 o'clock shots.
Shots! That's right. Every morning at 8 o'clock, we take shots.
Shots, 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 shots. Let's take our shots right now.
Everybody! What are we drinking today? What are we drinking today, Burst?
Tequila.
Tequiza. What? Ha! That one burns a bit.
Woo! It burns so good.
Oh, I am not a fan of tequila, but I do what I can for this show.
It burns like my balls when I came back from Mexico.
There is a freight train going down my esophagus right now, and it's on its way to Mexico.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Burrs, you watch a lot of TV, right?
Of course.
You ever seen that show, The Real Teens of Wichita?
Oh, I buffed my bacon on that one.
Man, those chicks are hot.
Hot teens.
Who knew that Wichita had such hot babes?
Tits.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a spinoff of that show.
Really?
It's coming to MTV8.
The Ocho.
My two favorite characters from Real Teens of Wichita, by the way. Chlamydia and Scooch.
Those are my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. We're Favoritsies twins.
Favoritsies twins.
This show is called Chlamydia and Scooch Take Akron.
Oh!
I cannot wait.
So they leave Wichita and go to Akron.
They leave Wichita, go to Akron. They are still real teens, and they're still real hot.
And they're taking it over.
Oh, they're going to take over Akron. I really want to move to Akron.
Me too.
Oh, I so want to move to Akron.
I want to go there. Chlamydia and Scooch going to do them dog fashion.
Chlamydia and Scooch Take Akron, coming at you this fall on MTV8, Thursdays, 7 p.m.
9 Central.
Only on MTV8.
The Ocho.
Hi-o, Kermit the Frog here to tell you not to listen to Butch and Burst on 95.5 KUNT.
Welcome back to Butch and Burst.
Welcome back to Butch and Burst.
Butch and Burst, 101.3 KUNT.
KUNT.
It's time for traffic on the tens.
Traffic on the tens and the ones and twos.
Let's send it out to Gail up on the chopper.
Gail up in Sky Falcon. Gail, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. Tell us what's going on with the roads today.
Oh, what's happening out there?
We've got a 816 on the 5 freeway. Dead people all over the road. A little girl on a bicycle, actually. She fell into the back of a truck.
Really? That sounds familiar.
That's unfortunate, that little girl.
Yeah, very unfortunate. Sad day. Sad day amongst us. It's 9/11.
The helicopter sound effect just ran out. Thank you, Gail, for that report.
Thank you, Gail. Now it's time for our favorite bit of the day.
Favorite bit of the day.
Favorite bit of the day. Flowers for Alger, no, no, no.
That's where we call up an unsuspecting twit. And tell him that he's got a free delivery of roses that he can send to anyone that he wants.
Is he going to send to his wife?
Who knows?
Or somebody else?
Little does he know, we have his wife on the line.
Janet, you're on the line. Butch and Burst of the border.
Hi, Butch and Burst.
Hi, how's it going?
It could be better. I mean, I think...
Do you think Butch and Burst is the station that really rocks?
You guys totally rock. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I think that Derek is cheating on me, and I need to know, Butch and Burst, and I know that you guys are the ones to help me.
Derek, okay. Well, we're going to call Derek. You gave us Derek's number. We're going to call him at his work right now, okay? Now, you got to be quiet while we do this.
All right, I'll be totally quiet.
I know it's hard for you to shut your trap for more than 30 seconds.
Like most women, right?
That's right. I'll be good. I'll be good.
Cunts.
All right. Shut your trap. Let's call up Derek.
This is Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Roman. I'm from Daily Delivery Flowers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Your name was entered in a drawing there, Derek.
Was it?
Yeah, daily delivery drawing. we do a promotion here. I don't know if you know about it. Either way, somebody put in your name, and you got selected for a daily delivery of flowers. You
really?
Get a free bouquet of 24 flowers of your choice. Very beautiful. Put it in a vase. Put a little ribbon on it. You can write a card to anybody you'd like. Are you interested in sending this to anyone? It's absolutely free, Derek. No charge. It's a promotion that we're running to try to get, you know, people aware of our flower service.
That's amazing. I love this. All right, yeah.
All right, Derek.
We're all set, yeah.
Your game, that's awesome. All right, what kind of flowers would you like to send?
I would say roses would probably be most appropriate.
That's a standard, Derek. I like your style, Derek. Roses, okay. 24 roses. 24 roses. Would you like it in a vase?
Yeah, why not?
We'll put it in a vase. The vase comes with it. I have to ask.
If it's free.
I have to ask. Roman knows these things. Okay, so we've got you down for 24 roses in a vase. You have a card that you can write anything to anybody on it, who we're going to send it to, and you can leave a little note. Who would you like to send these 24 roses to there, Derek?
Go ahead and make it out to Ashley.
Ashley.
Fucking Ashley? Who the fuck is Ashley?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Derek, you fucking tool! Who the fuck is Ashley?
Who is this?
Derek? Derek, you still there?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Ashley? I wanna know! I wanna know!
Calm down, Janet. Calm down, calm down. Derek, we have your wife, Janet, on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, Janet. Janet's set you up, really. She suspected you of cheating, and so she set you up to see who you would send some flowers to, Derek. And I'm afraid you failed. You failed our test, Derek.
Well, but okay.
No, you failed, Derek, and it's okay. But I want you to suss this out with your wife, Janet. Janet, go ahead.
Oh my God! Who the fuck is Ashley?
Janet.
Derek?
Janet.
No! No! No!
Janet.
No! 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 Who is she? She's a fucking receptionist or whatever down at your fucking paper factory?
Janet, Ashley's my boss.
Yeah, oh, you're fucking your boss! Oh,
no.
Oh, I bet that's how you got that raise last summer. Huh? Huh? You giving it to her? Huh?
Janet.
Is she watching while you boff your bacon?
Janet, Ashley's...
I don't want to hear it!
Listen.
I want to hear it.
Listen
to me. I need to hear this.
You need to hear this, Janet.
Listen to me.
This is going to start the healing process.
Start the healing process.
Start the healing process. You're going to cut Derek loose. You're going to let him go. This is where it starts. Janet, make sure you leave your number with our receptionist.
Tilts.
Who the fuck is she? I'm calm. I'm calm. I'll be calm.
Listen, Janet. Ashley, my boss.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a fucking slut of a boss.
I'm sending her...
She's always wearing those stupid fucking miniskirts.
I'm sending her flowers.
Yeah, I heard.
Because both of her parents just died.
Oh.
Okay.
Are they dead?
Yeah, they were in a boating accident, and they crashed into a garbage barge filled with razor blades and used needles.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, I was just trying to send her flowers.
So...
As like a, you know, sorry for your loss type deal. That was the next part when he said, "What do you want to run in the cart?" I was going to say, sorry for your loss.
So you're not cheating on me?
No, I'm not cheating on you.
But still, when you were offered free flowers to send to somebody, you didn't think your wife first?
No, I thought it should go to the woman whose parents just died.
You always put other people in front of me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Derek.
All right.
Derek.
Right. Let's cool the Jets. Let's cool
we the
Jets.
We need to pull the curtain back here. Derek, you need to get your girl in line. Clearly, Derek is not cheating. He's a stand-up fella. And he was trying to help his boss who just died.
His boss just died.
And he was trying to send her flowers because she's dead now.
His boss died.
His
Janet,
boss
for
died.
For God's sakes, Janet, shut your trap.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Derek, seriously, you should cut her loose because she is a loose cannon.
Dump that bitch.
Dump her now.
DTB, baby.
The healing starts now, Derek.
We'll be right back. Do you want a sandwich that has roast beef, turkey, ham, bacon, mushrooms, a float, pumpkin, jelly bellies, jelly babies, jelly beans,
black licorice,
white licorice, Turkish taffy, peanut butter,
taffeta,
WD-40, escargot, tofino,
Merman's packing peanuts,
bicycle chains,
surf wax,
watermelon, fried chicken,
corrugated paper,
ribs,
shoe leather,
and Munster cheese?
Oh, you gotta put the Munster cheese on there. Plus, special sauce.
Special sauce. Come on down to Sambo Sandwiches. They make the best big-ass sandwiches, and you'll fill your stomach with sandwiches.
All right. This is Matty Mack here telling you, you're listening to Butch and Burst on 95.5 The Cunt.
Butch and Burst coming back at you, Butch and Burst of the morning.
Butch and Burst. Call us up, 1-800-5800-BRRRR. You're listening to us on 104.8 KUNT.
KUNT. Kill you next Tuesday, booga booga bird.
All right. So we are filling in this week. This
for the shy kids.
This is not our normal show time slot.
No.
It's a little weird being on the internet.
Yes.
As opposed to terrestrial radio, which is the best of the radios.
The best of the radios, terrestrial. Sounds like testicle.
Terrest is the best.
I'd like a handful of those.
We're usually on breasticle radio.
Breasticle. Ah, show your tits, ladies. We'll be right back. No, I'm kidding.
No, we have a sheet here of things that we should follow. We haven't followed any of it.
Yeah.
But one thing did spark my interest here.
Oh.
One thing, they call it Nerdagories. We're going to have to change that name, though.
Yeah. Tough Gaia-gories.
Yeah, there you go. Gaia-gories.
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 They left us a list of possible topics, but I really don't want to list my five favorite Sci-Fi Channel original movies, if you know what I'm saying.
Bullshit.
I don't want to get into that.
No time for that. Sci-Fi Original. I only watch the Fox News Channel.
Besides, there is no better movie than Sharktopus on Sci-Fi Original Movies. So I'm going to come up with a Gaia-gory.
Oh.
And they have rules written for us.
We pick five.
Pretty sure we just write five guys. It's really not that fucking complicated.
Yeah.
Gaia-gories, we're going to go with top five. Are you with me, Burst?
I'm with you.
Top five. Celebrity. Tits.
Celebrity tits.
Bonerific.
Bonerific. Buffin the Baker.
Top five celebrity tits. We are going to do it.
Gotta
top five
do it.
Celebrity tits.
Top five celebrity tips. We're going to ride our lids. We'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Masters of None, a comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Now live on morelikeradio.com, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike.
And Jay.
And Art.
And we are the newest podcast on the More Like Radio network, Masters of None. Check us out. And I guess we have to tell you a little bit about what the show's about, right?
We're on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can check out all our old episodes on iTunes. And what we do is we pick a topic every week, and we kind of debate stuff and pop culture, and we have some special celebrity guests as well that aren't usually books. Tell them, Art.
Yeah, we got Christopher Lloyd on the show. We had Chris Hardwick, Doug Stanhope, Bobcat Goldthwait. Check out mastersofnone.com to see all of our cool guests we interviewed.
And follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well at Masters of None.
We are the podcast that doesn't suck.
Except for Art.
Except for Mike.
Except for Art.
Dicks.
For more, check out Masters of None on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook, and also at mastersofnone.com.
Hey, smokers. You stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
This is Ray Romano. You're listening to Butch and Burst, 95.5 KUNT.
And we're back. Edward Norton. Edward James Almost.
Edward James Almost blowing each other during the break.
All right, we're going to do this shitty game that the Shy Kids loved us.
Shitty game of Gaiagoris.
That we renamed Gaiagoris. It's a better name. I think they should change the name forever.
Better name, better bucks.
This is one of the other ways that we are revolutionizing this show.
Pizza the Hut.
Before the break, we decided that our Gaiagoris, not our Nerdagoris, because we're not nerds, we're men.
Men.
We're guys.
Men.
Our Gaiagoris topic, because we have to play the show. Apparently it's a staple for their show.
I guess.
I know nothing about their show, but apparently they play this game, and the fans go batshit crazy for it.
Batshit crazy. Batman.
We've come up with our own version of it called Gaiagoris with top five celebrity tits.
Top five celebrity tits.
Bonerific tits.
Bonerific boffin the bacon. Get the boffle now in stores.
You know, I used that boffle the other night.
Really?
Quite discreet. I don't have a baby, though.
Oh.
You know, single man on the prowl. I picked up my lady after, you know, she messaged me on J-Date. And she left me so cold. She left me with blue balls. I'm telling you. She left me with blue balls.
Blue balls.
And so while she was sitting on my couch, I don't know, counting money or something, I grabbed my boffle and just started feverishly masturbating into this bottle. And she thought that I wanted to play baby games, and she drank the entire thing.
Oh, Buddha bottle!
Let's get into this fucking game.
All right, Nerdagoris. Gaiagoris. Oh, fuck me in the boat.
Gaiagoris. Don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it.
Top five celebrity tits.
Why don't you start us off there, Butch?
All right, first on my list, the best tits in Hollywood, Christina Hendricks.
I also had Christina Hendricks.
You are a man of exquisite taste.
I am. She's got nice big milk jugs.
Oh, I would fall into those and die.
I'd give her the old slappy eel.
I would let her do my taxes.
I'd shit in her mouth.
All right, that's a match. We get a point.
Because
we know good tits.
We know good tits.
We get a point.
Point.
All right, 1-1.
Here
we go. What do you got on your list?
Salma Hayek.
Ooh, great tits. Not on my list. Not on my list because, you know, I can't stand Spanish broads.
Oh, no points for us then.
They are too chippy for me. And I don't care how great her tits are. I can't stand the cackle.
Way too chippy. What's that?
So no points. No points for... Selma Hayek, although fabulous pair of tits.
Fabulous pair of Latin tucks.
She is in the habit of feeding strangers' babies with her tits.
Sign me up for that one, I'll tell you what.
I would take a suckle. If she's just handing it out for free. It's like a goddamn drinking fountain.
I'd like to wrap my lips around those milk jugs.
A bonerific drinking fountain.
If you know what I'm saying. Fuck the Koreans.
I'd fuck her tits, but no points. Next on my list, Christina Ricci.
Hello. I'd like to Casper her ghost pussy.
Oh, man. Wednesday Adams all over her face, neck, and chest.
Ectoplasmic residue. I'd make her black snake moan. What else was she in?
She's in a wonderful independent movie called Coffee and Cigarettes. It's really good.
Coffee and Cigarettes. I'd like to smoke her vagina out of her asshole.
No points. No points. Unfortunately, although great set of tits.
Great set of tits.
What's next on your list?
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton. How could I forget Kate Upton?
I'd like to get Upton them guts.
Oh, man. I would get all up in those guts.
I'd super her model.
I would get so far up in those guts. I'd set up a tent and live there for 3.5 weeks.
I'd hit her in the face with an axe.
No points. Sorry,
no points.
I didn't match
No match. No points.
Next on my list was a tough one for me because when she was of the right weight, she didn't have great tits. But then she ballooned up and got great tits.
Controversial one.
It's I know. I know. But that's Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a genie in a bottle. Lick my balls.
Only if you rub me the right way, Burst.
What a girl wants, what a Burst needs.
You know what? You know what a girl needs? A little bit of butchy man in her life.
And an abortion. Although we're pro-life here on the Butch and Burst show. We don't fuck around.
All right, what's next on your list? No points for Christina Aguilera, unfortunately. You should have gone with that. I don't know why you didn't go Christina Aguilera, but it's fine.
No, sorry. No points.
Next on your list.
Ariel Winter. From Modern Family.
Oh, that chick is so hot.
So hot.
She will be so even hotter in like a year and a half.
Why is that?
I believe she's underage.
Underage?
But you know what they say. If there's grass on the field, you can play ball.
Play ball, but with my balls.
But if there isn't any grass, it's cool to play in the dirt.
Ah, anal sex. We'll be right back with the rest of Gaia Gories. Are you tired of cats in your home?
Boy, am I!
Do you want to trade in those cats for real pussy?
Gee golly, Mr. Howe!
You gotta sign up for our new product, Kittens for Cunts. Every 12th kitten you hand over, you get laid.
Really? Like by a real woman?
A real woman, possibly.
And all I have to do is give you 12 cats?
She's a real woman now.
What a deal!
You're gonna break her hymen.
Now, Valentine's Day, it's a ban human trafficking.
Hey there, I'm Pat Buttram, letting you know that you're listening to the Butch and Burst Show on 95.5 KUNT.
And we're back.
And we're back.
We last left off in the middle of Gaia Gories.
Gaia Gories round two.
We had just lost points on Ariel Winter.
Ugh.
Mm.
Terrible. Although, I almost thought of disqualifying you because her tits are not nearly big enough.
Not big enough? What is this?
Just saying.
Listen, I'd like to give her a snow plow.
Winter is coming. Am I right?
Snow is jizz.
Winter is coming.
Coming in my face.
And by winter is coming, I mean I'm coming on winter.
Winter. Ariel winter.
Oh, she'll be a winner when I'm coming on winter.
Whoa.
Because we all know she's not ever going to come when she's
Chimpanzee
with me.
Chimpanzee that, it's monkey news. What's next, Butch?
Bonerific. Caller 3 right now gets a bonerific. Boffin' your bacon t-shirt.
Boffin' the bacon, bucking the butts.
What's next on your list?
Oh, no, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah. Right. Son next, of a bitch.
Next on my list is another controversial one because you'd know I don't like the dark meat.
No.
This one is an exception.
Keep that dark meat in the kitchen where it belongs.
I like my women like I like my Twinkies.
Yellow and fuzzy.
Small, pale, and full of cream. This one is more of a ding-dong.
I once stole shoes from an albino.
I'm gonna go with Christina Milian.
Christina Milian.
She is gorgeous. She is an exception to my race rule.
I'd pay $1 million for her sniz.
I'd pay about 10 grand just to smell her panties.
I'd blow her waffle.
I would suck her dick.
I'd shit inside a pumpkin and hand it to her on Christmas.
Do we have a match, Burst?
Nope, no match there, no points.
Ugh. We are terrible at our own game.
We've only got one match, Christina Hendricks. Ugh. Next on my list.
What's next on your list?
Ann Coulter. Yeah.
You know what? I like her for her views.
I like her for her views and her nice conservative tits.
Conservative tits.
Conservative.
You don't see enough conservative tits on TV.
On TV.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
White guilt.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to go ahead and check my privilege and say that there aren't enough conservative tits on TV.
Trigger warning, my balls are coming at you.
I did not put Ann Coulter, although that is a solid, solid choice, my friend.
I'd smell her pussy.
I couldn't quit her cold turkey.
Like the meat.
Last on my list.
Whoa.
Last on my list is a lady who played a very sexy lady in the 80s.
Oh.
And then realized that her tits were starting to get old and saggy as she came into the 2000s.
All right.
Super hot in the 80s.
Super hot in the 80s.
Realized she was getting old and saggy.
Old and saggy.
Coming into the 2000s. So she decided to lob off her breasts.
Oh.
And put in some fake ones.
Nice.
You know I'm a fan of the fake tits.
Fake tits.
This is my fake tit category right here. Christina Applegate.
Oh, Applegate. Apple, sign me up for that iPhone.
How do you like them, Applegates?
Yeah.
I like them very much.
Gamergate.
She improved her tits.
She improved them.
She saw that they were going downhill. She cut them right off, put some new ones on there. Upgrade. She upgraded her breasts.
Upgrade. Improve those tits with bad improv.
Was this a match?
No match.
No match again.
And I forgot my last one was Christina Hendricks, so we're done.
Oh, we've gone through our list. Now what do we do?
We only have 1 point.
I have 1 point. You have 1 point.
It says if we end the round with the same points, we do something called cum dancers.
There's no fucking way I'm dancing in cum.
Let me read the instructions
read
here.
Read the description, because there's no way that these guys dance in their own cum.
Cum dancers
what
says...
What kind of fucking show is this?
I don't know. Cum dancers says we pick a new category and shout out answers back and forth without even thinking.
And that's cum dancing how?
I don't understand it myself, but we're going to give it a shot.
We're going to give it the old Butch and Burst try.
New category. I got it.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah. Liberals who want to ruin our country.
Oh. All right. Tyler Perry.
Obama.
Oprah.
Mike Tyson.
Morgan Freeman.
James Earl Jones.
Wesley Snipes.
Halle Berry.
Sidney Poitier.
Mos Def.
Craig Robinson.
Condoleezza Rice.
Key and Peele.
Keenan and Kel.
Darius Rucker.
The Homeboys from Outer Space.
Mekhi Phifer.
The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer.
Omar Epps.
Jay-Z.
Wiz Khalifa.
Macklemore.
He's Republican.
He's Republican?
He's a Republican.
Oh, I lost.
Yeah. I don't think he counts. He's totally Republican.
Republican, okay.
He is not a liberal that you can hate because he is Republican.
He sounded, when I listened to his records, he sounded liberal.
He does have a liberal edge. I think that's just his passion for being Republican.
I thought he was liberal.
No, he is white bread Republican.
Sounds good. Well, you win.
I win.
You win.
Butchie is the Guy-a-Gory champion.
Burst loses his balls.
Again.
Again.
How is that testicular cancer coming?
We'll be right back.
Men, are your dicks too big? Do your balls just get in the way? Do you need some extra support? Perhaps you'd like to tighten up those legs? Well, now there's a product for you. That's right, new from Gegs. It's Mannyhose. So comfortable, men are wearing them.
Hello, this is the actor Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Butch and Burst Show, which I understand is a radio show. I'm getting too old for this shit.
And we're back.
And we're back.
We're back.
Final break.
What about a final break?
We gotta let this ship go.
Let it all hang out. All
right. Oh, you know what? We still have that T-shirt to give away.
We do still have a T-shirt to give away. Let's go to the phones.
Boff your bacon. We'll take the first caller.
1-800-5800-BROOK.
If you can give us our final topic, you get a T-shirt. Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Caller.
Oh, yes. Hi, Butch and Burst. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, actually. Love the show. You guys, fantastic show. I think you guys are doing even better than the Shy Kids do normally. You guys have really improved. I loved Guy-a-Gory's. Oh my god, that was so cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fuck the Shy Kids.
Yeah, listen to Butch and Burst, 86.7 KUNT.
KUNT 95.5.
I was calling in regards to some dating advice. I recently had...
Dating advice.
I had a one-night stand, or I've had a few. I mean, who am I kidding, right?
Sounds like we got ourselves a player.
Yeah, but see, there's one woman in particular that Well, I'm considering seeing twice. She actually left her phone number, and I didn't even have to pay her for it. And I'm just wondering if you guys have any advice for me about taking this step beyond the one night stand and pushing that into maybe a second date.
Dump that bitch.
Yeah, you should get rid of that.
Get rid of her. Move on. You got there's plenty more fish in the sea.
She is dead weight. You've already had her. Why go back to that well?
Why go back?
Why?
Why?
There's no reason. Just get another cow where you can get that milk for free.
Another sea pig.
Was she super hot or something? I mean, like, is she like really, really hot?
No, yeah, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous, actually. I'm an agent, and she was one of the models that came in and auditioned, and we fucked on a couch.
A model?
Yeah. She's a model. I couldn't believe it, you know? Like, I talk to these women all the time, and usually they're not very interested in me, but...
All right, I take back everything I said. This is what you gotta do if you wanna keep her.
You know what? Listen to Burst.
Burst knows his shit, and I speak in the third person, so I know my shit.
That's right.
What you gotta do is you gotta treat her like dirt.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a piece of paper.
Treat her like dirt.
Okay.
You gotta make her want you and think that she relies on you.
Okay, like hold a position of power.
Treat her like the piece of garbage she is.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
And then once you have her in your grasp and you fucked her 1,000 times, you have to keep track.
That's the
number?
1,000. 1,000 times.
1,000.
That's the cutoff.
That's the cutoff. That's when the pussy's no longer good.
Scrambled pussy. Got you.
Scrambled pussy.
1,000 fucks. Scrambled pussy. Got you.
1,000 fucks. After 1,000 fucks, do you know what you do?
What?
Dump that bitch.
Yeah, dump that bitch.
Dump that bitch.
Get rid of that excess baggage.
Get rid of that dirty bark.
And once you fucked her 1,000 times, you got pruny dick anyway.
Pruny dick. I hope she gets cervical cancer.
See, relationship is going to ruin you because you're not going to be able to fuck for like a week after
a
pruny
week.
Dick. Pruny dick.
Pruny dick.
Yeah, just make sure that her vagina never holds on to you. Keeps you there for too long.
You don't want to stay there with the pruny dick.
Next thing you know, you wake up, it's 30 years later.
I once robbed a Puerto Rican.
I think we're out of time. That was a fantastic end of show topic. Thank you. Did we even get his name? Oh, I just hung up on him.
You hung up on him?
I hung up on him.
I think his name was Bertram or something.
That's fine. Bertram, you go ahead and call back. You can talk to our operator and get your free Butch and Burst Boffin' Your Bacon t-shirt.
Boffin' Your Bacon!
It's bonerific. And as always, remember,
this totally happened. Crabba dubba dub.
Oh,
men in my tummy.
Were we supposed to do their plugs?
Fuck their plugs.
All right, fuck them.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. Oh my God, it's Danny Glover.
Danny Glover's in my yard.
this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Put it on yourself, girl. It's all about you.